Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello. Welcome back to Circle Time. How the hell is everyone? I'm kind of in a singing mood today. I feel like I'm actually kind of always in a singing mood, but something about when I got on this mic today has really got me wanting to exercise my beautiful singing voice. And that might be because Cody told me that he wants me to be on a track of his. As you know, talked about it before, my husband is a world-renowned DJ now, as well as a comedian and podcast host and a triathlete. And he's also in the room. He wants to bring the Bounce With It song to life, you guys. The moment for us circlers is finally here where all I gotta do is bounce with it. No, I unfortunately don't know if All I Gotta Do Is Bounce With It will ever see the light of day, unfortunately for us. But he did say, like, I was like, oh, I'm going to record an episode. And he was like, okay, I'm going to work on my song. And I was like, okay, cool. And he was like, by the way, I'm thinking I'm going to need your vocals on this one, which is such an insane thing for me to hear because, I mean, I think like my dream job I've always said is be on Broadway. I've said be on Broadway or be on the radio. And circling with you guys, I feel like is the closest thing to being on the radio these days. Like, unless Ryan Seacrest ever wants me to like hop on, you know, and co-host the morning show every once in a while on Kiss FM, Ryan, just let me know. I'm super happy to do that. But circling is like the closest to being a radio like host, I feel, radio DJ. But the other thing I said would be Broadway. I'd want to be on Broadway because I love to sing. I'm not great at it, but I love to sing. So the fact that my husband wants to feature me on a song is really something special. And I know there's going to be a lot of tweaking being done to my voice, and I'm okay with that because I know my voice isn't like, I'm not Adele, you know? I'm more Adele Dazeem. I'm not even Adele Dazeem because Adele Dazeem is Idina Menzel and she's a phenomenal talent. So I'm really no one. But my Instagram bio is actually, I am Adele Dazeem. Did you guys know that? It just says like Adele Dazeem, basically. Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to start singing. And I think right when Cody told me that I'm going to be featured, I like couldn't stop hearing the sound of my own beautiful singing voice. Just really trying things out, you know? Chili's getting nervous. Chili gets a little bit nervous when I start. Well, if you watch my vlogs, you know that he gets nervous when I turn the camera on immediately. Like if I'm in the kitchen and I start recording something, he'll run out of the room. And the minute I started like talking on here, he kind of was like not really having it. Now As you can see, if you're watching this on video, he's trying to plan his great escape off the bed. There he goes. He's off.
Chilly.
So yeah, he's out of here. The minute I start, I feel like he's like, she's too loud when that thing is on. So he just kind of wants to run out of the room. But that's okay because, you know, it's not about him today. And well, it kind of is about him because everything's always about him. But today is a very important episode of Circle Time. And it is the episode, the last episode I'm recording in real time before my maternity leave, which is insane. I am about 8 months pregnant and I'm going to have a baby within the next month or so. And so, yeah, especially when you're listening to this, I'm even closer to having a baby. It's right now, it's like the beginning of December. When you're listening to this, it's a little bit further into December, but I'm close to having a baby regardless. And so that means that starting in the new year, I will be on maternity leave. And I just kind of wanted to explain to you like what was going to be going on, what that means for Circle Time, because it really doesn't mean anything too crazy. So don't you worry. But basically, starting in January, there's going to be an episode out every other week. And then that'll last for a couple months. So every other week until March, there'll be an episode. And then in March, there'll be regular episodes every single week, but I've already recorded them up until May. So I basically spent this month doing a lot of pre-recording and a lot of fun, different episodes with really great guests and a few story time episodes and a Q&A episode and just trying to batch enough content to make sure, or batch enough episodes, sorry, to make sure that I'm good and we're still circling together, even if I am tied up with the baby. Now, that being said, that doesn't mean that I can't come on here and record an episode updating you guys before May. I don't really know what the future is going to hold in the new year. I kind of have to feel it out. I have to see how things are going with the baby. But you will know if it's a maternity leave episode. I'm going to put a little like disclaimer, like, hey, this is one of my maternity leave episodes. I pre-recorded it. That'll be at the beginning of each episode that I've already pre-recorded, just so you're not like, how is she pregnant again? So yeah. And the minute I feel up to it, I'll come back on and do a little update, Circle Time update report on everything, let you know how everything's going. But that's kind of going to be the deal. So there's this episode. Next week will be kind of like a 2023 fun recap episode of just like some of my favorite moments from 2023, because I feel like it's been such a crazy year. And then starting in January, it will be pre-recorded episodes for my maternity leave that really are all amazing. So you really like, you guys aren't even going to miss me. I'm going to miss you a lot, but you won't miss me because you'll be hearing me all the time. So that's the plan. Every other week, new episode until March. And then in March, they'll come back to once a week. They just still might be pre-recorded. So that's the update. That's kind of where we're at. But I'm excited for you guys to hear all of those episodes. And I'm still going to be like on the Instagram, looking at the Geneva. Like I'm still going to be, you know, around. I'm not going anywhere. So like, I still want to hear from you guys. I want to hear what episodes you're liking. I would actually love it even more when I'm on maternity leave to hear from you guys, to make sure that you're all still happy and still circling away, because I don't want the circle to stop spinning round and round while I'm learning how to be a new mom. So yeah, it's going to be fun for you guys. And I'm excited. And I'm excited to hear about what episodes you like. We have some guests back on that have been on before that I know you really like. We have some new guests. It's going to be a grand old time. And so that is the maternity leave update for you all. And yeah, that being said, I figured this is kind of like the last time I'm going to be able to answer any questions about pregnancy and babies and this specific baby and all of those things. So I wanted to do a little Q&A. Well, I did a little like ask me anything that you want to know about the baby / pregnancy and whatnot before I go on maternity leave. I posted that on the Circle Time Instagram. So if you're not following, it's at Circle Time Pod, but I love getting you guys involved on here. So that I'm going to answer a lot of those questions in this episode, but I wanted to do a little update from last episode because last episode was the episode that Cody was on. And we were telling you how we were going to dinner with our friends and they were like trying to surprise us with this restaurant that we had already been to. And we went last night and it was so good. Cody and I have only been there for brunch or breakfast and it was fine. Wasn't like our favorite spot in the world, but when we went for dinner, we got to sit in a different area. And obviously the menu is different from brunch to dinner. And honestly, it was so delicious and so wonderful. And I'm happy that we went again. And I'm happy that they surprised us with the restaurant because I would say it was a success. So I had to we did tell them because in the last episode, we were like going back and forth on if we should just pretend that we had never been there, if we should tell them. And we decided to tell them. So there's your update on that. Everything else is kind of just like revolving around the baby now. I've recorded a bunch of episodes. I recorded so many Circle Time episodes this past month in November. And so now this month is kind of all about nesting. And it's really crazy because I kept seeing people be like, I'm almost going to have a baby and I'm finally ready to nest and blah, blah, blah. And it is so true. All I want to do is like get ready for the baby. And I will say my place, like I'm looking around my office right now and it's a goddamn mess in here. So I definitely have a lot of like cleaning to do, organizing and just like washing his clothes, getting his shit together. And then we'll, like we talked about last episode, we'll move into the little guest house and we'll be all situated in there in no time. And I'll also be vlogging this month. So you already might have seen that on a vlog. We'll see. I don't know. But yeah. So I'm feeling ready to nest. I am 35 weeks. And right now it's December 3rd. So whenever you're listening to this, you can do that math. I have faith in you. I can't do math at all. But I know you can. And so I know that you can figure that out. But yeah, it is vastly approaching. I can't actually wrap my head around the fact that I'm a month away, like 5 weeks away is just so nuts. But it's exciting. It's feeling very, very real. So when I first started out having the inkling, the desire to put myself out there online and kind of start that new career path, I was so terrified. I didn't even know where to begin. It was scary, but I did it. And I encourage any of you circlers who have a desire to start a brand, sell a product, post content, whatever dream it is that you want to do, to just go for it because things have turned out better than I could have ever imagined. But like I said, I was terrified, especially for just the starting of it all. And it all just seemed so scary and so impossible to do. But a service I love that was so helpful when I was starting out is Squarespace. They are very beginner friendly, very easy to use. Whether you're looking to sell a product or post content or grow a brand, Squarespace is the perfect place to do so. It is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Squarespace just makes it easy. So if you're just starting out, they have features like the flexible website templates with designs for any category you can think of that you can customize and update. Like even at the beginning, I didn't even know, like the thought of starting a website was so intimidating, but these templates are so helpful. My personal few favorite features now are the video collection, the asset library, and the custom merch.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So the video collection allows me to organize my video content easily. The asset library lets me upload, organize, access all of my content in one place. So it's just super organized. And the custom merch allows me to sell my merch to my beautiful audience. And they just really make it so easy to create a beautiful website for any endeavor you are starting, whatever it is. They make it so easy. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/circletime to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using code CircleTime. Let's get into some of the questions you guys are asking, because I really wasn't, I don't know how interested you guys are in everything, but I feel like you do have some questions about pregnancy, whether you're going through it, whether you one day want to go through it, whether you don't know if you want to go through it, whatever it is, I love all of your questions. And so we're going to go through them. So I'm looking at your questions now, and let's get started. One common question that I have gotten a lot, I've seen in these responses, is how I'm feeling about the pets with the baby. I really think the cats can tell. Because I've gotten questions like, how do you think they'll act? Can they tell? I think the cats can tell. Like, I don't know. They're just extra on me at all times, it feels like, or like close to me at all times. And they've always been pretty cuddly, but I don't know. It just feels like a little bit more, especially lately. I really don't know about Chili. I don't really think he knows that something, like, I keep trying to warn him. I keep saying, hey, there's going to be a little human here really soon that's going to cry a lot and might make you a little uncomfortable. But I don't think he understands. He's been cuddly and like lays like around my belly and stuff. But like, I think he's always been so cuddly on me. I just think he like thinks like, oh, her stomach's big now. Oh, she's fat now. That's what he thinks. And that's fine. But I don't really think he like can like feel the heartbeat. I've seen a lot of videos on Instagram being like, he felt your heartbeat through my belly and now you guys are best friends. And I'm like, I don't think any of my animals are feeling the baby's heartbeat through my belly. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to be best friends. I think Chili's going to be really good with him. I think the crying is going to make him a little anxious. Our best friends just had a baby at the end of August, and they brought her here in the middle of November, and they all stayed here, and it was just so wonderful, and she's absolutely perfect. And Chili was so good with her, like, was sniffing her, was like trying to like lick her hands and stuff. We obviously like were not letting him really like lick her or anything, but he was like so interested in her. But when she would cry, he would definitely like get a little bit nervous. And so I think that like that sound just might take some getting used to. The cats
sniffed her a couple times, didn't really like pay too much attention to her though. But I will say my friend has a toddler and they've come over before and he's almost two. And he's like a little human, you know, he's like, not that a baby's not, but like, he's like walking and talking and like, looks like us, like he's like standing and talking and walking. And I think that changed things because Brisket, I think it was Brisket. It might've been Ham. No, it was Ham, because Brisket gets scared of like people when they come inside at first. And he was like not at all scared of this little boy, but I know his name, but I just don't want to say it. He was not scared of this little boy. He was like going over to him, trying to let him pet him. Like Brisket was being super nice, but Ham was like, what the fuck is that? What is that thing that's like kind of like a regular human, but it's like way smaller? I don't understand it. She was like kind of freaked out. So who knows? I think like our baby will have our scent. So they might be like, oh, he is one of you. But I think they're going to be okay. It's just going to take some getting used to. It's going to be a little bit of a adjustment period, I feel like, for everyone. But I really, like, they're all so sweet. And they're all really good with, like, being touched and handled and stuff like that. So I'm not worried about that at all. I just don't know how they're going to, like, do with so much newness. I also, like, I don't know how we're going to differentiate. Whoa. I struggled with that word for a second. I don't know how we're going to differentiate Chili's stuffed animal toys versus the baby's stuffed animal toys because he thinks every single thing that we receive is his. Like anytime I open up a baby gift, even if it's like a onesie, he thinks that it's for him, especially if it's a stuffed animal, he thinks it's for him. And this is my own fault because for a long time, Chili was the only baby I had on my mind. Like he was my only child. So I wasn't worried about like stuffed animals and stuff. Cause I remember when I was a kid, we got our first family dog when I was like two. And my mom made a rule, like no giving him kind of like stuffed animal looking toys because I don't want him to rip up Kelsey or Kevin, my brother's stuffed animals. So like his name is Oliver. Oliver's toys were like bones and squeaky and like rubbery and plastic. And then he didn't know that like stuffed animals could be toys, you know? With Chili, I didn't do that because I was like, I'm not having kids for another fucking 4 years. I didn't know exactly it was going to be 4 years, but that's what it has been. So I was like, I'm not going to have a kid anytime soon. I'm going to get him all the cute ass little stuffed animal toys and he's going to be like my sweet little baby. And now it's kind of tough because he thinks every single stuffed animal is for him. Like we have some stuff in the what will be the nursery right now. And he snuck in there the other day and like found a stuffed animal in a bag and took it out. And I walked in the room and he was just playing with it. And I was like, that was supposed to be for your brother, but that's okay. So we'll have to figure that out. Luckily, Chili's teeth are like the size of a roly-poly. I don't know why that was the first thing that came to mind. Chili's teeth are teensy tiny. They're little sprinkle teeth, as my friend Emma calls them. And like he still has the first stuffed animal toy that I ever gave him. Like he doesn't rip up toys. He doesn't have enough. He's not like his teeth aren't big enough. So he's tiny. He looks bigger in videos, but Chili's only 8-9 pounds. So he has really, really small teeth. So he's not going to like rip up their toys. He just might chew on them. So we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But that's like the main thing I'm worried about with the pets, honestly. So we'll see how it goes. I'll obviously update you guys, but okay. How helpful is Cody? Rate 1 to 10. 1 being not helpful at all and 10 being the most helpful ever, I would say he's like a 10. I mean, he's so helpful. So supportive. He does so much for me every single day that, oh my God, sorry. The fucking dinner I had last night, as good as it was, something acid reflux, like heartburn wise, did not sit well with me. And I should have, and I knew that because I had a rough night's sleep last night, just like fucking burning in there.
And now, and then I had it for leftovers for lunch. So I don't know why I did that to myself, but anyway, Cody is so helpful. Really, like truly, he's just always making things easier for me. And I really appreciate that. And like, I'm always kind of like, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? Can you get that for me? And he does it. And I know it's probably so annoying, but he's just great. And he makes me dinner every night, and he baked me cookies yesterday. Oh my God, we made these chocolate chip cookies, but no chocolate chip. So it's just like, they're like chocolate chipless chocolate chip cookies. Does that make sense? It's like just the tan part. It's just the cookie part without the chocolate chips in it. And I saw them on Instagram and I was like, holy shit, this looks so good. And so he made those and we have been scarfing those down, but he made them yesterday. He's just really supportive. He's just been really helpful throughout everything and is very calming and wonderful. So I'm very happy, very, very happy that I have him as my partner through all of this, because he's been absolutely wonderful and I really appreciate it. And I know he'll be just as wonderful when we have a newborn walking around. Yeah. Well, he won't be walking, but a newborn laying around. Do we have a theme for the nursery? So our nursery, when it's all done, there was not really a theme. It's more just like colors and vibes. Colors and vibes really is more what's happening in there. I couldn't find a theme that really spoke to me. Like I don't know. I was like, who knows what he's going to be into? Like, there wasn't something I loved enough. Like, maybe I would have made the theme like bears. That's like the only thing I just love bears, like bears. So like, maybe I could have made the theme bears, but I'm like, that's something I love. What if he fucking hates bears, you know? And I'm just forcing bears on him. I don't know. I got like a little too deep thinking about it. So I wanted to just do something bright and fun and colorful, but not themed. So there is no nursery theme. Did you take maternity photos? We actually did take maternity photos. That was not something we were planning on doing. Not for any specific reason, really, just because like it wasn't number one on the priority list. But my wonderful editor who edits this podcast, she edits the video that I'm recording. Hey, and she edits it for YouTube to make it cohesive with the only audio version, because there's a lot of breaths I'm taking and water I'm drinking and stuff that we need to edit out. So she edits my podcast videos and she's wonderful. Her name is Emma. And she offered to take maternity pictures for us because she's also a brilliant photographer. And she took these pictures and we took them on a couple days ago and she just sent like the little preview back and we absolutely love them. They're so beautiful and I'm just already, without even seeing all of the pictures, so happy that we decided to do it. So thank you, Emma. And, you know, it's one of those things where like, if you just make the time and you just do it, even though you might be like, I don't know if that's very me or whatever. Like, I don't know if we need to. It's so nice to commemorate the time and to have these memories now. And it's so special. And I feel like a lot of pregnancy, at least for me, has been spent like not worrying. It's not like, but like I am, you know, you always want to make sure that the baby is good. And like, I'm always like a little bit scared. Like I just want him to be good all the time. And so I'm always kind of like on edge, making sure he's kicking, making sure I'm not doing something I shouldn't be doing, eating something I shouldn't be eating, whatever it is. And it honestly just flies by. And it's such a special time. And like, I never want to forget this first pregnancy. And I'm so, so, so happy that we said yes to doing these pictures and that she took such beautiful pictures. And
I'm just happy about it. So, yeah, I recommend it. You all already know that the holiday season comes with a lot of obligations and holiday parties, and it always feels like just kind of a crazy time of year, but also the perfect time of year for me to like spice up my closet, my clothes, but also my makeup routine and try out different fun looks and products and stuff. Now that I'm like a makeup girl, you know, I kind of want to spice it up. This year, I have been obsessed with Thrive Cosmetics. You already know that. You have probably seen their viral turquoise tubes all over social media. And I understand all of the hype around their Brilliant Eye Brightener and their award-winning tubing mascara. The brightener brightens up my eyes and gives me like an instant eye lift. And it is just like so beautiful, all the different colors it comes in and stuff too. You could use it for so many different things. It even has a built-in sharpener, honestly, that I just love so much. And the mascara doesn't smudge, it doesn't clump, doesn't flake, and it has become my new everyday mascara. The mascara is also available in their limited edition holiday packaging and makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Couldn't recommend it more. Also, Thrive Cosmetics, if everything I just said wasn't enough, it is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that I am just in love with. There are no parabens, sulfates, phthalates, nothing like that. And they spell cosmetics in Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, for a reason. Because as a part of their mission, every purchase supports organizations that help communities thrive, such as those battling education, domestic abuse, cancer, social justice, and more. It's just all around an amazing company and just the best. You have to try Thrive Cosmetics. Give the gift of Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/circletime. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/circletime for 20% off your first order. What is something you truly cherished during this pregnancy? I don't know. That's tough. I feel like I really cherish like all of his little movements and like his kicks and stuff. I just think like I've cherished the time, like just being able to like feel him, like, and the fact that like he's like a part of me right now is just so crazy. And like, so I really just cherish like how close I am connected to him. And just also like the time that I've spent with Cody, like I feel like this pregnancy has like brought us even closer, and I didn't even know that was possible. But like, it's just been a really special time in general, just because everything is new. And so it's kind of a scary time. And like I said, I'm always a little bit worried and whatnot, but it's also so special and so new and just so exciting. And so it's just, I've just kind of cherished all of that. The most unexpected symptom I've had is probably the acid reflux and the indigestion. It's just, I knew that that was going to happen, but it's so full swing. It's kind of crazy. Also like the terrible sleep you're getting. I just saw a video because someone asked me like, what am I most excited to do after I give birth? Sorry, there we go again, burping. Someone's like, what are you most excited to do after you give birth? And I was like, I think probably sleep. And then I quickly realized that like that is not going to be a thing that I'm doing very often because I'm taking care of a newborn. But Cameron Rogers, who the Freckled Foodie, who was on, she has the Freckled Foodie and Friends podcast. She was on Circle Time before I got married forever ago, it feels like. She just had her second baby and she posted something about how when like she had like a big bowl and she was like, this bowl is like normal sleep. Just any normal person sleeping is this bowl. And she was filling it up. And so it just like fills the bowl up. She was like, this is sleeping with a newborn and it's like a measuring cup. And so she'd fill the measuring cup, pour it in the bowl, fill the measuring cup, pour it in the bowl. So you're getting like littler increments of sleep, but it's like still sleep. And she was like, and then this is sleeping pregnant, and she put it in like a strainer. And so nothing was actually getting into the bowl. It was all just going right out. And she was like, you can sleep as long as you want when you're pregnant and you still feel terrible. And so I feel like this, like sleeping has been pretty rough. But just lately, I've been starting to dream again and like enter REM sleep. So I'm happy about that. And yeah, I mean, I'm almost at the end, so I don't have that much more time to complain about it. So that was my complaint of the day. But I was not expecting, I don't know even what I was expecting. I knew it wasn't going to be comfortable, but I was just not expecting the amount of discomfort when I'm trying to sleep. Is there any sentimental names you're including in baby Ko's name? The first name is just a name that we like, and his middle name will be after one of my grandparents. And I will, we'll talk about it more once he's born and we tell the name, but there's a little hint for you. Are we having a baby shower? We had a baby shower a few weeks ago with just our friends, and my parents were there, and we just had like a nice lunch and celebrated. And then next week we're having, well, we've already had it when you're listening to this, but, and then we're also having like a family one just at my parents' house, very casual little family celebration for the little baby as well. And it's just nice. It's nice to celebrate. And we had everyone just bring a book and sign it with like their name and a little message to the baby in there. So when he gets older, he can see all the little messages from everyone. And I think that was just fun, and it's fun to read, and it'll be fun to look back on. And now he has so many cute books. It's just like the books, kids' books nowadays are just the cutest. And so I can't wait to read to him every single night, every single day. Have I experienced weird dreams during pregnancy? So I wasn't dreaming for a while because I think I just like actually wasn't entering REM. But when I do dream now and before, my dreams have always been pretty vivid, but now they're like extra vivid and they just don't make sense anymore. They're pretty wild, honestly, but it's kind of fun. I've enjoyed the pregnancy dreams. I love a crazy dream. I should start keeping a dream journal, because I've written some down, and then I like look back on them and I'm like, holy shit, I forgot about that. But I want to start keeping a dream journal, because I always like have such vivid dreams and I always remember them. What are you most looking forward to on your due date or whenever you give birth? I think just like meeting him, seeing what he looks like. I know that's going to change like every single day. Like, it's crazy how different babies look like when they're first born to like even like a few days after, and then like a month after. Like, babies' faces change so much. But I just can't wait to see his little face and just like have him out in the real world and like know that he's okay, you know? Did your shoe size grow at all during pregnancy? No, surprisingly, it did not. I was actually kind of worried about that, because I would have bought new shoes that I didn't need to buy. And I know I would have done that. And I'm happy that I didn't have to do that, because my feet have stayed the same, luckily. How are you not overcome with fear and anxiety? I don't think I'm not. I think it comes and goes in waves. There are days when it's like an impending, like overwhelming sense of anxiety, and like I'm overwhelmed and I'm scared about giving birth and all of those things. And then it kind of calms down, and I just feel like it just comes and goes in waves. I know everything's going to be okay. I just try to remind myself that women have been doing this forever, and our bodies were made for this, and it will be okay. Like, I just try to like talk myself off the ledge, but I think feelings of fear and anxiety and overwhelmingness, that's not a word, but you know what I mean, are very common at this time, especially during this time. And so don't like beat yourself up over it if you're feeling that way at all, because I definitely have those moments. a lot. So you are not alone in that whatsoever. Let's see. Are you hiring a nanny immediately? No, I also saw a question that said, like, I got a few, are you hiring a nanny? Are you hiring a night nurse? All of those things. At this exact moment, we are not. We have to, like, see how work falls into things and what our schedules will be like eventually. But, like, right now, nanny-wise, like, it's just, you know, Cody and I are both have figured out maternity and paternity leave stuff. And we're both, like, very ready and willing and able to, luckily. Like, I feel very lucky that we're both able to be very present for him in his first few months, first many months of life. So that's not really, like, on the forefront of our minds at this moment. I think once he gets a little older, we can cross that bridge again when we want to start really getting back into work and really kind of fully getting back into it. I don't know. I think we have to see when we come to it, because we're lucky where we can work from home and one of us can work while the other one's with him and stuff like that. So we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. I think we eventually will have people. My parents are also close, so they're going to be helping out. Like, I think we're going to figure it out and just see what happens as time goes on. I feel like there are just so many things that you can think that you want to do, think that you're planning for, but then when it comes down to it, everything changes once he's out into the world and you meet him and you see what he's like and what he prefers and what works for all of you as a family. So we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But we're not making any of those decisions right now. We're also not hiring a night nurse. It's just going to be me and Cody. We want to try it out. We want to know what it's like. We want to be his parents. And that'll mean waking up in the middle of the night, but that's what we want to do. I think the people who do hire a night nurse, I'm like, that's amazing. Love it. More power to you. That's awesome. Like, I really don't think anybody, like, truly, I think when it comes to parenting and having a child, being a parent, there, you can't judge other people's decisions. Like, everybody is doing what works for them. And so, like, I don't think it's wrong to hire a night nurse. I think it's great. I kind of want to try and see if I can do it without one. But, like, there's no room for, like, shaming or mom shaming or, like, parent shame. Like, I don't stand by any of that at all, because I think until you're in it, like, it's really such a universal experience for everyone. And like people are making the decisions that are right for them and for their family. And you are, like, I'm not a part of their family. I don't know what works for them exactly. And so who am I to say what's right or what's wrong? Because that's their family, you know? So I'm just like, I just don't understand the mom shaming thing, because it's so hard. Like, pregnancy is such a unique experience. But, like, we all, like, also, so many women do it. And I just think, like, we all know that it can be kind of hard. And so, and then motherhood, especially after that. And so I just feel like we should all stick together and just support each other, even if it's not exactly something we would do, even if it's something we would do different. I just feel like we got to stick together as moms, you know? So I don't know how the hell I got on that tangent, but it's just something I've been thinking about a lot lately, because no one ever does the exact same thing as you in life. And so you can't project what you believe onto other people when it's what works for them and their family, you know? Are you scared? Yeah, I am. Definitely. I think it comes and goes in waves as well. It's the fear. But, like, I'm scared. It's scary. Like, I feel now and more, I'm feeling more and more just ready. But yeah, it's scary. There's just a lot of unknown. So it's not really like you can have a birth plan and you can make all these plans, but at the end of the day, you don't know exactly what's going to happen. So it's a little scary, but it's all going to be okay. I definitely, will you be vlogging / sharing motherhood life after baby is born? I will be. I've said this before, but I don't know exactly how that's going to look because we want to keep him private, but like I want to share my experiences and whatnot. So like I need to find the right balance to do that. I don't know exactly how vlogging is going to look. I don't know exactly how any of it's going to look. I think Circle Time is going to be such a nice way to talk about things without having to worry about that as much, but I will still be vlogging. Just need to kind of figure out how it's going to look because I don't really know until I'm in it. So we'll see. But yes, long answer short. What were your symptoms in your first few weeks of pregnancy? So like I just had a feeling I was pregnant. Like I was like, I just, something felt different. I just remember being so insanely tired. Like we had just moved. We found out we were pregnant a couple weeks after we moved into this place. So we had just moved and stuff. And so I was kind of chalking it up to that. But like, I just remember being like, I've never felt so tired in my life. Like we woke up one, just like Saturday, and my eyes were like swollen. Like I couldn't, I was just exhausted. And I was also like kind of had like weird insomnia that I had never had. And so there was like, just like a lot of like sleep was weird. And I was just like constantly exhausted. And I just like, that was like, I just thought to myself, like something feels different. And then right after I took the test, I kind of started to just feel a little bit like certain foods were grossing me out. I wasn't as hungry anymore. Like that's when the food stuff kind of started to happen. I never got actually sick. Like I never threw up or anything, but I just had a lot of food aversions that lasted for a while. And that happened probably week 5 or 6. So yeah, I just at first was super tired. And then just like once I knew I was pregnant, that's when like the food stuff happened. But also like I was like really like out of body. Like I felt like I was just like had a lot of out of body experiences and like was like just felt a little bit weird everywhere. Just like felt odd. I don't know how to explain it really. My biggest food cravings / aversions. This has lasted the entire time. And it's kind of broad, but just like sweet things in general. Like I've always considered myself more of a salty gal than a sweet. Like I just want like a bag of chips. I just love salty. And then the minute I got pregnant, it was just like, I want every single thing sweet. And I've always loved ice cream. I've always loved cookies, but like, it's like a different level now. Like I go through whipped cream. I realized yesterday or the other day, I was like I posted like a video of me on Instagram, like putting the whipped cream dollop right onto the spoon and eating it. And like, that is something I genuinely love to do and do it often and no shame. Like I love it. I love whipped cream and especially now. And I realized like Cody doesn't eat the whipped cream. Like he has no desire. If we're both eating ice cream, like he's not getting into the whipped cream. I'm like crushing cans of Ready Whip by myself, Ready Whip specifically. And I like can't get enough of that. So really just like mainly sweet things. There was like a big cinnamon phase where like everything cinnamony sounded really good. And that's like still present, but like that was like pretty present for a while. now, like, I would just say sweet things. I've been into like matcha again. Haven't been drinking too much caffeine this whole time, but I have like dabbled in matcha a little bit, and like a peppermint matcha has just been hitting the spot. Really just anything sweet. Like I Pop-Tarts recently I've been thinking about a lot. So I think Cody got some stuff to make a homemade Pop-Tart. So I think that's going to be really spectacular. And then aversions. At first, it was like, at first for actually up until like much further along in the pregnancy than I thought, I like couldn't, I wanted nothing to do with pizza. Which is so sad because I love pizza, but like pizza just grossed me out and French fries grossed me out. The pizza thing I got over faster, the French fries I've just recently gotten back into, but like for a long time it was pizza and French fries. So those are my biggest aversions. There was like a chicken point where that really grossed me out, but pizza and French fries were like the most consistent. Someone asked if the bump scared me. It actually doesn't. I think it's, the bump means that he's growing, right? And so, and like weight gain, you're supposed to be gaining weight during this time. You're nourishing not only yourself, but also another human being that's growing inside of you. And you want to be gaining weight. It is what our bodies are meant to do when we're pregnant. And I think that it's like, it's hard. Like you, it's this thing that you like you've battled with. You don't want to gain weight, whatever. It's like something that you don't always like think is a positive thing when in reality it is, it shouldn't be a negative thing. But I think like it's important to remind yourself that like your body, that means your body is doing the right thing. That means that you are doing the right thing for yourself and for your baby. And that is something like I've reminded myself of many times, but I do love the bump because like I said, that means he's growing and like you can actually tell I'm pregnant. I think like I was at a very awkward phase for a long time where like I did not look pregnant, but I didn't really look pregnant. So I like having this guy there and it's just like a conversation starter. Like I just feel like people, I love talking to strangers. That's not necessarily true actually. I don't love talking to strangers, actually. I love talking to, like, making new friends and, like, having something to chat about with people that I might have a mutual interest in things as me, if that makes sense. Like, people that could potentially be new friends. Like, there was, like, a young couple with, like, two kids in front of us at breakfast yesterday. And normally I'd be like, oh, they look, like, cute and fun. I want to be their friend. But, like, we would have nothing to talk about. But then like the dad saw that I was pregnant and then he was like, oh, how far along are you? And then we started chatting with them, you know? It's just, it's easier to like make friends, I feel like, when you have a bump. Some people are like terrified of it, but most people want to be friends with you. And last but not least, have you enjoyed your pregnancy? I really have, honestly. It's so crazy that I'm pregnant. Like it's mind blowing. Like it still is like crazy to me, but I really have enjoyed it. And it's been a really, really special time and a time that I'm so happy I've gotten to share with you guys. So thank you all for being so supportive and so excited for us and like thank you for like allowing me to talk about it and for wanting to hear about it because I know it's not a topic for everybody. And I really appreciate you guys giving me this space to talk about it. And just for all of your kind messages and for all of your support and like sticking with me through all of this and sticking with me through the maternity leave to come and all of that. Like, I just hope that you all know how much I love you. You guys are my sweet, sweet circlers. And I just love you all so much. And I just appreciate you being there for me through all of this. And then through this next upcoming chapter, we'll get through it. Someone was like, can you just like check in every once in a while, like post on your story, tell us that you're okay. Like, I'm not going to like go completely radio silent. You will still be hearing from me. Just the episodes might be a little bit
they're not going to be a little bit pre-recorded. Just the episodes are going to be pre-recorded for a bit, but you will still be hearing from me. I'm not going away forever. It's just when we're getting our bearings with the little baby and making sure everybody's good, because that's how I'm going to be able to be more present. I feel like online again is when I've got my bearings with the baby and when I'm feeling good postpartum and all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's how I can be the best for you. That's how I can be the best mom, and everything's going to be great. And I just really love and appreciate you guys all so much. And it's going to make me a little emotional. So I'm not going to talk about it too much, but 2023 has just been such an amazing year. And thank you for hearing me talk about my wedding. Thank you for hearing me talk about my pregnancy. Just thank you for circling with me. And I love you all. And I'm excited for you to hear the 2023 recap next week. And I just am feeling really, really fortunate to have you guys all in my circle. So yeah, I love you all very much. Obviously, we have to do a journal time before I say goodbye. Let's think of a day. Let's go with July 16th, shall we? That was my grandma's birthday, so she'll give us a good question. If you could have a superpower, what would it be? I feel like I answered this once before, but I would read people's minds. I would 100% read people's minds, and then it would make me sad because they'd probably be thinking something about me that would make me sad. But I also then would have all of my questions answered. Like, I want to know everything. I want to know everything everyone's thinking at all times because I'm nosy. So I just feel like I would read people's minds, or I would be invisible in a room. And both of those things like kind of freak me out a little bit. Like, have you ever left, you've departed from someone, right? And like, you were just hanging out with someone, you're like, okay, bye. And then you realize that like they're in the stall in the bathroom next to you. And you're like, what if they say something about me and they don't know that I'm in here? It's going to be so awkward. That makes me a little uncomfortable, but like, I also want to know what they're going to say, you know? So I feel like those would be my two superpowers. Let's do one more date just because I want to spend a couple extra minutes with my circlies. I'm just going to close my eyes and flip to a page. And stop. Okay, July 28th. The chore I hate most is probably washing dishes or folding laundry. Oh, that's tough. I don't know which one. Those are my top two, though. They're like the two that I just put off the most all the time. Oh, okay, my sweetie circlies. Thank you so much for asking such wonderful questions. Thank you so much for being the absolute best. I'm just so happy to have this community, and I love you all so much. And I hope that you all have the best end of 2023. And I hope that you all just have a great new year. And I'll talk to you very, very soon. I love you all so much. And I'll see you next time. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. See you next time.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.